Hello, Jorge and Alex. My name is Ryan Jackson. I come from Grand Valley State University. My area of study is higher education. I'm a second-year grad student who, amazingly, already has a title for his thesis, Utilizing Male Gender Identity Development in Order to Reduce Sexual Violence on College Campuses. I'll be starting the clock right now. It is a terrible fact that sexual assault is becoming more and more common on college campuses. Any number of sexual assaults is unacceptable, but it is estimated that one in every four female college students will experience an attempted or completed sexual assault before graduation. 95% of the perpetrators are male. My research shows that college men are genuinely confused about the sexual expectations and norms for American men, and this gender confusion leads to aggression, depression, and in extreme cases, sexual violence. I am designing a peer-led mentoring program that will help men work through gender confusion and teach them how they can be allies in the fight against sexual violence. Believe it or not, my program involves video games. As Tracy Davis, a leading researcher in the field, has observed, men are more willing to open up when they are distracted. Think about it. Two guys facing each other and trying to assess how they don't feel like they measure up to society's version of a true man, it's going to get real awkward real fast. But turn those same two guys towards the TV, play some Xbox, and discuss things on the side, you might get somewhere. Jorge, I'd be willing to bet that some of your best man-to-man talks have been while watching TV, or playing a video game, or testing a robotic cockroach. The distraction allows men to feel more comfortable and open up, maybe even enough to get to the root of their insecurities about masculinity and sexuality. So that's my two-minute thesis. It's something indescribably important to me. Too many of my friends are survivors of sexual assault. I can't change what happened to them, but maybe my work can keep it from happening to somebody else. So thank you, Jorge and Alex, for giving me the opportunity to share my work with you. My project is currently unfunded, and I am the sole author, but I owe a lot of credit to my interviewees, my friends and mentors, and, believe it or not, my advisor.